Hello, and welcome to OMP Talks, a podcast about supply chain planning challenges, ways to solve them, and the people behind the technology.
Hello, my name is Flo, Senior Business Development Consultant here at OMP and your host for this episode. And today we're going to dive into sustainability and more specifically what impact sustainability has on supply chains. And I'm gathered here today with Niek Vaassen. He's the former Director of Business Transformation at Bridgestone and an advisor today for OMP. Welcome, Niek. It's so great to have you here in the studio today.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
Yeah, great. So, Niek, what do you dedicate yourself to today or these days?
It has been quite a change in my career.
I've
spent quite some time at Bridgestone, more than 20 years.
Wow.
And now in my, well, change of life, mm-hmm. that stage of lifestyle, I have chosen to dedicate more time to, well, life,
of course,
but yeah. still quite busy with a number of things, and specifically something that is I'm very passionate about, which is how can we use technology, and of course planning technology being one of them, to improve processes, to improve the life of people, to improve sustainability of companies.
Indeed.
Because that is now becoming extremely important.
Yeah, talking about sustainability and more specifically then for us, green planning, is that something that you come across a lot already in companies?
It's starting.
Okay.
So for the moment, we see many, many companies talking about it. We see many companies coming with the objectives, many companies putting objectives in 2025, mm-hmm. 2030, of course, all with the aim of being carbon neutral or greenhouse gas neutral in 2050. But definitely a lot of milestones are just around the corner.
Definitely, yeah.
And all those objectives, all those plans now need to become reality. And that is where I think that planning could play an important role. We shouldn't forget that sustainability is becoming essential, because companies who are not dedicating time, dedicating energy to improving their situation, well, they could simply disappear. Because I think that more and more customers will no longer accept products coming from companies that are not aiming for sustainable environments, just thinking about the future. What is the world that a company will leave behind? I think it's becoming much more important than it was in the past.
More for the consumer today,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely
more
for the consumer, but also for partners and for, well, general stakeholders, like governments. So it is becoming extremely important that companies incorporate all the green concepts in their processes, of course, in their product developments, in their the way they are consuming natural resources like water, because mm-hmm. more and more water is becoming extremely important. And of course, there are industries that are consuming a lot of water, but definitely also how processes are organized,
okay.
and how processes are executed. And that is where planning plays a role. And introducing environmental constraints or objectives in the planning platforms will become extremely important. And what could happen is that maybe other elements that used to be extremely important, like inventory turns, okay. like operating capital, others, that we might have to release some of those pressures to introduce green objectives like, well, CO2 emissions, mm-hmm. etc. And that, well, we might move to something slightly different, but it will have a heavy impact on the organization, on the companies.
Okay, interesting. You mentioned a couple of times the objectives on sustainability, mm-hmm. and then the ones that we are focusing on today. If you mentioned CO2 emissions, are there any other examples of sustainability KPIs or targets that come to mind or that we can measure?
Yeah, of course. People are talking about kilometers traveled, mm-hmm. or the amount of kilometers that the product travels. To give you one example of my previous life, we did once a study a number of years ago. We tried to understand the first time CO2 footprint.
Okay.
And there we learned actually that a tire travels around 800 to 1,000 kilometers between the moment it is produced,
okay.
until it reaches the customer. Mm-hmm. Because, well, in the depending where the factories are, where the center of gravity of demand is, of course.
Yeah.
And that does not mean that every single tire travels this distance, but it's an average.
Yeah, it's an average indeed. And so, of course, sustainability is having an impact on our daily lives, but also on supply chains. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on what impact sustainability is having today on supply chains?
Okay, so let me start with an example. A few weeks ago, I purchased garden wood. Sustainable garden wood. And when I ordered the product, they told me, well, we will be delivering it in somewhere between 3 and 6 weeks because we will only come to your neighborhood once we have a full truck. Wow. And that was perfectly fine for me because I didn't need it immediately. Yeah. The other way around, I ordered something on one of the famous websites and I got the product in my mailbox the next day.
Yeah.
Do I really need it the next day? So, this is where things will have to change. My conviction, my opinion. I think we should be more aware that things will not need to be there next day necessarily. Of course, when we talk about medicine or other things, there might be many, many things that where speed is of importance.
Of course.
But other things, do we really need to deliver everything? And everything is about being able to have choices. And that's where I come back to planning.
Okay.
If you have a bigger volume, more inventories to choose from, you have more flexibility, so you can optimize. We know, for example, that using multimodal transport involving train will consume more time. So there will be more stock between warehouses, what I call stock on wheels. But it's like that because it will be a little bit slower. So supply chains will need to adapt and will need to organize to be able to incorporate sustainability requirements.
Okay.
Because at the end, the value of a company will not only be profit, but will also be the impact it has on the environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you mentioned impact of green planning will have business value. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I start playing with an idea to make the comparison with slow food, okay. Slow logistics.
Okay.
To be able to run logistics at a slower pace so that we can maximize truckloads, that we can take more sustainable options, well, it will lead to possibly increased inventories or longer lead times. So that is where I see one of the impacts on supply chain and supply chain planning. Because if we continue to pile up all the constraints we have, which are the business constraints, mm-hmm. which are the sustainable constraints, at the end, the solution space, to use a technical word, will become extremely narrow. And it could even be that we wouldn't be able to find solutions anymore. Okay. And at the end, business has to continue. So we need to release some constraints, some pressure on the planning environment so that we can still deliver. But it will be different because we incorporate different types of constraints and objectives.
Yeah, so to me, this is a very complex puzzle. What role does technology play?
Helping solving the puzzle.
Okay.
Because you're absolutely right. It is a very complex puzzle. And it is steadily becoming too complex for people to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
So decision support is essential. And planning solutions, technology, and we shouldn't forget artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
And I think the use of of course, in OMP, some research is taking place, but artificial intelligence and using this kind of technologies in planning is only starting. And there could be solutions there, but definitely planning solutions as decision support tools are essential to try to solve the puzzle, because the puzzle will become more and more complex.
Yeah, indeed. Do you have any examples of companies or stakeholders that have actually implemented some sustainability targets and were successful at it?
Yeah, we see steadily information coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we see companies moving much more to multimodal, if we talk in the logistics environment, the distribution environment.
Okay.
Moving to multimodal, moving volumes from truck to train. Then the question comes, is moving volumes from truck to vessels a good idea or not? Because it's complicated.
Yeah,
so having the right information about what is the environmental impact of activities to take decisions is becoming important. But definitely moving volumes from truck to train is a direction that many companies are following. We see, of course, also evolutions in the way production is driven. For example, circularity of water. We know that water is one of the resources that is consumed a lot by a lot of industries. And definitely important that we close the loop on water. So that's also where we see a lot of things happening. People really focusing on reduction of water consumption and trying to maximize recirculation of water.
So to wrap up, Nick, I have one last question for you. If you would have to give our listeners or our viewers today a piece of advice on how to start with green planning and generating that business value, what would that be? Difficult question, I know.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It can also be two tips or tricks.
I would say let's start with measuring.
Okay.
I would say start with measuring the environmental impact of a process, a environment of a supply chain or a value chain as a starting point. So that at least you know where you are today. And of course, in many companies, this already started. So that is a very good first step, is to see where do we start. Then let's say, how can we evolve from this? Of course, there's a lot that has to be done in terms of products itself. But definitely also it is about how we run our operations, be it in the distribution sector, be it in the production environment.
So thank you so much for joining us today here, Nick, in the studio.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you also for tuning in. We hope you gained some valuable insights on the impact of sustainability on supply chains. And if you want to know more, make sure to check out our website, omp.com/greenplanning. Thank you for tuning in and see you next time.